Today I feel very, very honored. Merci beaucoup. Merci pour votre collaboration to Sydney Valette. This gentleman. He answered to my call, for getting to know him a little bit better. And yeah, he answered my questions. And so without too much further ado, I give you the great Sydney Valette, who's already in my recommendation list, of course, and very, very often in my Spotify playlist, because I really like his music. My absolute favorite is Fight Back. Check it out. It's great. So without any further ado, I'm going to ask him the first question. And it is, of course, can you please introduce yourself? Who are you? And what kind of music you are doing?
Can you please introduce yourself? Well, my name is Sydney. I'm from Paris. And I've been making electronic music for 15 years. Mostly synthwave, EBM, synth pop music, I would say.
The next question is a little bit silly because I kind of thought that it would be this way, but I wasn't completely sure. That's why I asked him your artist name. How did you come up with it? What was the inspiration behind it? Because I, Sydney Valette. Okay, Valette is quite French, but with a Sydney, I wasn't sure. So yeah, excuse moi, my not knowing.
My artist name is just Sydney Valette, just my name and my surname. It's a weird name for French. And the inspiration behind that is just, it's a funny name. That's all. Very 80s.
Which bands and artists are your inspiration?
Which bands, artists are your inspirations? Booba, the French rapper. Alessandro Cortini, Joy Division, Nirvana, Metronomy, Cap Bambino, Crystal Castles, and so forth. I don't know.
I've seen that you are performing alone. But you also collaborate with other artists. I saw this bass player video. I like it. So any thoughts of forming a band?
I'd like to form a band. It would be good. Yeah, I could play the synth. And yeah, it would be nice to have someone on stage with me. Not all the time, because I think I like to perform by myself, but some performances or in big venues for touring would be good, because being alone sometimes is lonely, especially on tour, and someone helping you for the merch and everything would be good, but I don't have the budget for that, so I stay solo.
Which current bands and artists are you listening to?
Which current bands do you listen to right now? Well, I already answered that. I could add, especially I'm listening to Ricky these days, the girl. Really love what she does. And I'm listening to Nine Inch Nails, the Ghost 5 album. Really good.
Where and when can we see you live this upcoming year?
Where could we see you live in the upcoming year? I'm playing in Lille at the end of the month with the Nizza Rap. And after that, I'm supposed to play in Winterthur in Switzerland the end of April. Then there's Paris end of May with Qual and Ultrasound. And the next day we go to Brussels with the same lineup. And in July, there's a US tour normally coming up.
With whom would you like to share the stage?
With whom would you like to share the stage? I'd say Joy Division in the stadium, or Nirvana. No, to be honest, I really like the people. I mean, I'm happy with whom I'm playing already. But yeah, if I had a dream, it would be would be with Joy Division.
Do you have any funny story for us? You know, something what happened, any funny mishap or something on stage or in the studio? Anything you want to share?
What was your most memorable occurrence while playing live? I would say Toulouse in 2018, this squat called Le Pavillon des Canaux something. And yeah, I just crowd surfed the whole venue, reaching the sound engineer in the back, and they brought me back on stage the whole way. It was really cool. And I maybe crowd surfed twice in 15 years, I don't know why. But yeah, that crowd surf was really cool.
What can we expect from you for the year 2024 in terms of musical content and video content?
What can we expect from you in terms of musical or video content in 2024? I'm having a new album in May, so it's going to be my 8th, I guess. Pretty excited with this. And I won't make any videos with it because, yeah, I don't have the budget and I don't think videos are very helpful for promotion. So unless you have a really good idea and a little bit of money, I don't think you need to make videos. So yeah, I guess I answered everything. Say goodbye, Bernard. Bye-bye.